So the food dust of sadhu, if you accept that food dust on your head and you put it all over your body, then you must remember that the food dust should not be disrespected. The food dust of sadhu So the food dust of sadhu is priya sevaks. So by taking the shelter, you should surrender to his food dust. After some time, again we become complacent. So these sevaks were like particles of dust. So once we offer ourselves to them, we should not take back what we have offered. Means we want to cheat the sadhu. Once we offered ourselves, then we again desire that we take our independence back from them. So this is one's vision is not towards the happiness of the sadhu. Rather, one is attached to his house, to his own pleasure, to his own happiness. He touches the feet of a sadhu, but we want to engage sadhu guru in our seva, and we become far from his seva, do not wish to serve him. So therefore, if we accept this food dust, then if we take shelter of that food dust, then we should also pray. But instead of praying, we desire to make them as a means of enjoyment. In other words, we should not engage them in our own seva. Guru Vaishnavas, the devotees. So Prabhupada, he is saying that if they offer pranams from a distance, then you also offer pranams from a distance, if this is what they desire. Or else if you overly extend yourself, then you will invite inauspiciousness. This will lead to aparat, which you should avoid. So Prabhupada is saying that a guru, he makes everyone, turns everyone into gurus. He doesn't make disciples. This is his responsibility. This weight is given on him. Bhagwan has given this responsibility. He doesn't make him averse. He doesn't make the souls averse. He makes them incline towards Krishna. So for Krishna's own happiness and pleasure. Therefore, Guru's darshan, Guru's activities, they're all composed of pure bhakti. So therefore, this Guru darshan is related to Krishna. It is not laghu. It carries weight. So this is Krishna darshan. Like a student when he goes to school, then the professor, he also makes him a professor like himself. He turns him into a teacher. So Guru also, what does he do? He gives this responsibility of Sri Guru to everyone, and then he empowers them. And he engages them in Bhagwan's seva. And for the welfare of the jivas, he is the Maladika for the jivas. Therefore the Vaishnavas, they don't think that I am the worthy recipient of such adoration. You should consider everyone to be worshipable worthy of our respect, of our prayers, and give this qualification to everyone. And then make them qualified to perform this task of a guru. Or else, one is only, or else he will wholly advance and he will only cheat himself. So those who are unqualified, who the Guru Varga have not transmitted, who have not engaged them, who have not yet offered themselves. So if they are independent and if they start making this, then in their continuous line, then they will also be independent. And they will not be able to enter into the realm of Paramartha. And they will not be able to work for the benefit of others because they have not offered themselves at the lotus feet of Sri Guru. They have no sambandha with him. They don't have the shakti. And then if they do not respect the Vaishnavas, the devotees, and if they're not loving towards other devotees, if they're not respecting them, then in their heart there is this abhiman of not being Bhagwan's das, but of being Guru. So in this way, if Guru has this quality of Gurutva, then he'll always think of himself as Bhagwan's das. And except for the servitude of Sri Bhagwan, he will not allot himself in any other task. He will only allot himself. He'll only allot all of his time, 24 hours a day, in Bhagwan's seva. And if he cannot do so, then if this there's no Guru Nishtha, and if his life is not Guru Seva, then without such Guru Nishtha, Guru Seva, then how will he have the Adhikar? So therefore, if anyone thinks that I am Guru, then you see the first letter of this word, G, disappears. Then that person, he will either practice black magic, and then he will achieve this siddhi by his tantra mantra and by such black magic, or by being a sahajiya, he can cheat people. He can accept this puja pratishtha from others, but by such black magic and such sahajiya vad, he will not be able to benefit others. If he is engaged himself in this Bhagavad Seva, then by flattering others, by giving them salary, by giving them money, he will not be able to control others. Because if he himself is serving, then even if someone is looking at him, and even if it comes under his shelter, then the Sevavritti is transmitted into his heart. This way, this is this Chetanata. This way, their consciousness is being awakened. This is not craziness. Bhagavad Seva is a prakrit, gives this eternal consciousness. And then the jiva, who is unconscious of a spiritual identity, having fallen in this samsara, then when he loses this chetanata, then the seva pravritti is lost. But when one comes to the Guru Varga, to the Vaishnavas, when he comes, and then anyhow he comes at the time, what happens? This consciousness is naturally awakened within him, and he becomes inclined, he becomes desirous of engaging in the seva. And this greed will never lessen. It will only flourish more and more. And without this seva, he cannot remain. And with this seva, he is always remembering Sri Bhagwan. He is always engaged in this Nam Kirtan. And then this way, Dham will manifest in his heart. And this way, he will look at the Vaishnavas, he will say, oh, they're my dearmost friends. They're my Atme, they're my Priyajan, they're my Bandhavs. And they say, when he's always engaged in Bhagwan's Nam Kirtan, then the qualities of the Dham, the qualities of the Leela Bhumi, the pastimes of the Leela Bhumi, will manifest in his heart. And then this Guru Nishtha, he will have. So how will he behave? He will accept. He will not engage in any form of gratification or luxury. For such gratification, luxury is like spiritual suicide. You will never look towards opulence. And they say the consciousness of a soul is being lost. Because by going towards the Jadavastu, the non will become like that object of Maya. He'll always be in ignorance. Because all the things of this world are composed of the three modes of material nature. And the more you accept these three modes of material nature, then they're bound to be afflicted by these Maya gunas. If one is in Rajogun, then he'll always be beaten by Maya. He'll be the servant of Kamakroth. And if one is in Tamogun, he'll be afflicted by laziness, sleep, and all the things. And then by lamentation, sorrow, and Brajalpa. And if one has a Satvigun, then for this Pratishtha, for this Naam, he will even sacrifice his own self. Then, and say he will say, I'm very exalted. But he will not be able to do Hari Kirtan. He will not be able to do Hari Seva. He will not be able to realize the Shabda Brahma. He will never have any desire to stay in the Dham, to engage in Dham Seva. And in Bhagavan's Nam Kirtan, he will have no ruchi. And in Bhagavan's Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela will never manifest. In his heart, rather Jad Leela will manifest. He is seeing in his dreams, he is seeing the entire world, but he is not having darshan of Bhagavan's Naam. He is not seeing Bhagavan's Naam, Bhagavan's Dham, Bhagavan's Parikar. Therefore, Hari Kirtan and sense gratification, they are not one and the same. So this is the Baddha Jiva. This is sense gratification, individually, locally, or only can never benefit the world. He will make many excuses to help others, but he will not be able to, because he is not changing the consciousness of that person. He cannot attract that person to Sri Bhagavan, and that person whom we are serving, that person also, where is he? Is he in this Nirgun Tattva, or is he in the other modes of material nature, in Sagun Tattva? So by serving them, we will also be affected by such modes of material nature. So therefore, if one engages in this Bhagavad Seva and want to save the body, then as much as this Bhagavad Prasad is required, then that much. Unless if you engage in such sense gratification, then what will happen? If you want to save the body, then hell will appear. Then your savior will be opposed, mind will be opposed, the body will be opposed. And then one will be a very helpless state. Nothing will be favorable. And even the place will be unfavorable. There will be calamities everywhere. Therefore, there it is said, Yata Yogya Bhog Tata Nai Rog. They say, as much as is needed, you'll have to feed the body. Not more, not less. As much as is needed, that much. If you accept more, then if you accept less, then both sides will be harmful. The body will not be maintained. And then what will happen? By any shortcoming, one will have this greed. And without this high taste, how can one give up this Jadaras? When you see one has this desire, and then you say that, oh, I won't drink water. But you see the water, body needs water, even if you give little, or else, then what will happen? And the senses will not help us. So therefore, or Hari Seva, as much as needed, you'll have to accept. Not more and not less. Or else if you've eaten very nicely, then you'll be sleepy, you'll be lazy. Then you'll think, where did this sickness come from? If you go to the doctor, he'll do a diagnosis, he'll do what is the disease, he'll give you the medicine. So similarly, if you go to the sadhu, he has this medicine. Guruji would say, person has come to Vrindavan to do bhajan. And there Gurudev is speaking these leelas concerning Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan, about the Sadgoswamis and all these associates of Mahaprabhu. And they say, the bhaktas are listening and they're very happy. And they say, oh Gurudev, say Govindev is not here, he's in Jaipur. If you give me this order, I'll go to Jaipur. I'll go serve Govindadev there. Rupa Goswami himself manifested this deity. He is Abhidev Vigra, Madan Mohan is Samanda, Gopinath is Prayojan. So he is saying, am I giving you the order or are you giving me the order? He is like, no. You spoke this Katha. So now this desire is awakened within me. If I don't serve, then I'll serve Maya then. Then I'll go there. It's better that I serve Bhagavan then. So then they say, are we ordering Guru? Are we inquiring from him? Or will Guru give us the order? Will we wait? Saying no. So we make Guru, we bind him. Saying, give this order. We are giving you the order, but then you give the order as well. By force. And what will Guru do? Then he said, alright, you are understanding more than me. Why are you asking me in the first place? No need to ask me in the first place. Then you do as you wish. So then Govindadev is very merciful. So he's come all the way here. He's not eaten anything. He's not even drank water. So then he arranged a place for him to stay there, to drink, to eat. And slowly engaged him in the seva. Then as you know, will you serve Govindadev or will you serve Govindadev's prasad? Even if you go near Bhagavan's deity, then there's in the time our eyes are on Bhagavan's bhoga, we want to enjoy this bhoga. They say, become greedy to eat that bhoga. Then how are you? How can you leave that desire behind? So one is engaged in this Bhagavan seva. Bhakta Thakur is saying that how much are you accepting this Bhagavan's remnants? Who are you with? Who are you present with? This is Ishwar Jati Vigra, and this Bhajaniya Vastu, and this Bhajan Vishayani Vastu. One has come to do Bhagavan's bhajan, he's come there to do seva. But the paraphernalia intended for Bhagavan's seva, seeing that, one becomes greedy to taste the bhoga, he's come for Bhagavan's seva. And then he sees the pujari, oh, the pujari is very handsome. So then anyhow, I'll control this pujari and enjoy him. And then if he's engaged in Bhagavan Seva, then he sees all these things intended for Bhagavan Seva. Then this way he thinks, I'll eat all these things and I'll become very happy, very healthy. And then this way we're engaging in such enjoyment. But this way I'm given everything for Govindadev. And then gradually what happened? He became very strong. They say he was more beautiful than even Thakurji also. And then you see, when you know that he was very handsome, now all people were attracted to him, now many of them. They say, day and night he only forgot Bhagavan's qualities. They say, why did he come now? Why didn't he come tomorrow? Why have you should come on time? Here I put this Chandan Tulsi for you, this Prasad for you. And slowly, gradually, Govindadev, he said, all right, he's come near me. And then they say, he's come to me, but he's made this relationship with everyone else. Means he's become the Sevakata of Rajavasis. And what was the result? And they say, the senses became very restless. Say, if you go into one's association, one will also imbibe those qualities. अभिनय श्री भगवान और अभिनय भक्ति और नियर भक्ता और अल्स अभी नियर the objects of our senses. Now, where is our attraction? Where does it lie? That if there is some object which doesn't remind you of Bhagwan, it doesn't let you meditate on Sri Bhagwan, then you must understand that it is very poisonous. Immediately you should reject it. Unless one leaves this Vishaya behind, you cannot have Krishna Prem. So he has come to do seva, but then he's become a buck, he's become a crane. So therefore Prabhupada is saying that if you go under this vilasita, then it is like suicide. Vilasita is enjoyment. He's giving poison to the Atma, to the soul. So here it's an avriti shabdat and avriti shabdat. In Vedanta Sutra it has been said that for Parabrahma, for Shabda Brahma, if this Naam is left behind, then what is the use of this vilasita, this enjoyment of drinking this poison? This phurti is not had. If Bhagavan Naam is not being, kirtan is not being done of Bhagavan's names. When the Prabhu, he brought Mahaprabhu's prasad to Haridas Thakur, these remnants. He said, this prasad was bought. And he said, no. And he took Tulsi and he offered pranams. And he said, why? And he said, oh, my body is not so healthy now. My mind, I cannot control. I'm not able to do this Naam Kirtan. Body is not helping me, so I will not give anything to it. And then Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, immediately he came there. And he said, oh, Haridas, what happened? Why are you not taking this prasad? And he said, oh, bro, this body is not helping me anymore. It's not helping me in this Naam Kirtan. Not helping me in this Smaran. So Mahaprabhu, he said, now you become old. If you cannot chant 3 lakh, then you can just chant 1 lakh, you know. He said, no. This I cannot do. I'll have to finish my 3 lakh, Harinam. I know that you'll bestow your mercy upon me. So I'll leave this body behind. I don't wish to keep this body with me. If this body is not favorable for Bhagavad Seva, it doesn't help me remember Shri Bhagavan, then what is this of looking after it? Feeding it as much food as you can. You see, my Guru Maharaj would say, in a big pot, they're putting all this grass and this fodder. And the cows and buffaloes are eating so much. Similarly, all our senses, they're always being full of these objects of the senses. Then what will be the result? They say, will you remember Sri Bhagavan? Will you engage in Bhagavan's kirtan? Will you have any ruchi for Bhagavan's seva? Then you can give the senses as much as they want. It's not so easy, but therefore, don't engage yourself in such spiritual suicide. Don't give pain to your body. And they say, except that which is favorable for Hari Kirtan. Maintain your life only for this cause. Only for this seva of Shabda Brahma. Only then this auspiciousness can be had. Therefore, in this Vedanta Sutra, it has been said, Anavriti Shabdat, Anavriti Shabdat. They say, you should always think, am I repeating the holy name or not? Or else, one is eating very much, then after that one has to sleep very much as well, and then he's controlled by his sleep. He becomes a slave of sleep, and servant of lust, anger. So how can this remembrance of Sri Bhagavan be had? So they say, if Bhagavad Smaran is not had, then sense gratification takes place. But by Hari Kirtan, then Hari's senses are pleased. So therefore we will think, we will pray to Guru and Vaishnavas. And then we will wait for their order and instructions. Then we will maybe not become engaged in sense enjoyment. Or else even our auspiciousness will not be had. Then anyone else's auspiciousness will not be had. I was thinking, oh, now I'm doing Bhagavan Sarshan, I get Chanamrit. First you get Guru Chanamrit, we'll accept. And then we'll accept something else. But it's very far away. And you see, after Mangalarti, even before Mangalarti, one, he has kept his Kheer Puri Halwa in his room. And even before he puts Tilak on Chansanik, he worships his stomach first. And then he'll say, I'll worship Thakurji. Then in the morning, he's looking to eat all these things. Or else we have many sevaks and sevikas. They bring samosas, they bring all these things, all these Russian things. And they hide it in our rooms. And then we say, I'm so fortunate now, my life is so auspicious now, I can eat all these things. So therefore you'll have to preserve your body for Bhagavad Seva. Or else there's no need to maintain your body for sense gratification. You'll like have to go to hell. Or else one will have to suffer. Therefore, as much as is needed, then not more, not less, as much as needed for Sri Hari Seva, that which is favorable, you can accept. Then one cannot follow his dharma, or else one cannot control himself. This is Bhagavad Dharma, this is Bhakti Dharma. How can you understand by this Seva Pravriti? And this tendency to serve. Who are you serving? Who are my... who are with me? Looking at all the other people, you see, looking at the servants, then you'll know who the master is. By seeing one's friends, one will know what kind of person one is. Therefore, by following this Bhagavad Dharma, are you in this Bhagavad Dharma or Bhakti Dharma? Are you following this Sadharma? This you will understand when this you'll be attached to Bhagavad Seva. Be attached to this Bhakta Seva. Or else one will not be able to engage in Bhakta Seva. And he'll say, I'm very prominent. But never have any desire to follow this Bhagavad Dharma, Bhakti Dharma. Therefore, we'll have a desire to follow this Asad Dharma, Anitya Dharma, Anatma Dharma. This Sadharma, this Bhagavad Bhakti, this Atma Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, and by following all these things, then he'll realize that Bhakta Seva is Bhagavan Seva. He'll be absorbed in that. And what is this Bhakti Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma? He will always have spurti of Bhagavan's names. And together, what will happen? Everything will become very favorable. Nothing will be unfavorable for him. And the sense is, if they're favorable, then who will be unfavorable to us? Therefore, Rupa Goswami Prabhu has said in concisely, he has said in essence, is Vachokevam and Manasakrata Vegam, Jiva Vegam Udaro Pasta Vegam, Dira, Tam Prithvim Sashishyat. In Sutrakari, he said, means like in a concise aphorism. So if one doesn't have Zruchi for Bhagavad Seva, for Ruchi for Bhakti, doesn't have Zruchi for Bhagavad Dharma, then he will never be able to serve the bhaktas, never be able to serve Shri Bhagavan. Then he will use everything for his own enjoyment, happiness. He will go towards Anitya Dharma, Asad Dharma. So therefore, He cannot be this Samadarshi. Inside this equation, who is big, who is small, he will not be able to be free from this sense of discrimination. And then all these things will appear before us. By following which path, this shanti is had, and auspiciousness is had. This we don't think about. We think we do many things, but we see every step we take, for which purpose are we taking? The next step is our time being destroyed, for which purpose? We should be waste our time. And therefore, he will think about this, he will duly consider. He will say, Shantira Vyatta Kalatvam Viraktir Mana Shunyata Samat Kante Nam Gana Sadaruchi. At all times, he will not waste his invaluable time. He'll be careful not to waste even one moment, or else that time wasted will be like new karma. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying, when Bhagavad Bhakti is Sanatana Dharma, this is Nitya Dharma, this is Param Dharma, this is Atma Dharma. Without Bhakti, life is useless. Else without Bhagavati, whatever thing you are doing, I will be Prabhu, I will be Guru, I will be Bhakta. But how will you realize, where will you get this ruchi from? For karma, for jnana, for yoga, or ruchi for anya bilasha? How will you be a Bhakta then? Then how can he follow this Atma Dharma, Nityadharma, Sanatana Dharma? Then this will be anya bilash. Therefore, there is this Harinam Kirtan, this Bhagavad Dharma. This is the limit of the Sanatana Dharma, Harinam Kirtan. Except for this Krishna Nam, there is no other disease, medicine for this disease. This Harinam is the medicine for this sansar. There is one Abhisampradaya called Kartabaja. They are not Vaishnava, neither are they Bhakta. They consider Guru to be Krishna, to be the enjoyer. There is no need to worship Krishna, just worship Guru. Guru is like Vishai, Bhagavan. This is an atheistic doctrine. Guru, he is Sevak, he is Nityadas, and he will always be the eternal servant. So to think of him as Krishna is a big offense. It's like Mayavat. You say, Gurudev is Bhagavan's priya sevak. He is Guru. He is Govinda Prashta. He is sevak. He is Ashra Vigra. He is Seva Vigra. Guru is Krishna Prashta. So Guru has descended in this world to give this Seva Siksha. Therefore he has appeared in this world out of Bhagavan's desire. Guru is not Vishavigra. He is not Shaktiman Tattva. Shakti Tattva. Krishna Shakti is present within him. He is Ashraya Jatiya Vastu. He is Sevavigra, Bhakti Vigra, Ashraya Vigra. So therefore he doesn't have this Bhog Buddhi. So that in this way, this Guru Nishtha Vaishnava Jans and the Guru's Anugatya, they are engaged in this Bhagavad Seva. So in spite of being Guru, they never become detached from this Seva and from this conception of being a Sevak. 24 hours they are engaged in serving Ras Bihari, Gopinath, Radhanath. They themselves are engaged and engage others as well in this Seva. Saying, if one leaves behind Bhagavan Sambandha and one worships someone individually and follows his order, then he's becoming separate from Bhagavan. And they say, by Vimukh Mohini Maya, he becomes a member of our family. They say, one becomes a representative of Maya, but not Bhagavan. He will not have this Seva Buddhi towards Bhagavan. So, so you see, the more one becomes an elevated Vaishnava, the more he'll never have any pride within himself. He'll respect everyone, knowing that Krishna resides in their hearts. And he has these qualities befitting Vaishnava. This humility, you won't have any desire for this stuff. You will respect everyone. And these four qualities of humility, not desire and respect for one's own self, will often respect to all others, tolerance, he will do kirtan. He has man qualities, but he's very desirous for fame and adoration. So why are you not offering pranams to me? As soon as you see me offering pranams, he'll say. Then he say, all right, oh, I'm offering you pranams, Vaishnava Thakur, in this way. Saying, oh, why he's not offering pranam to me? He's disobeying me when offering pranams to me. And they say, this Dainya Dayamana Nyaman Pradishta Varshan Chari Guni Guni Hoi Koro Kirtan Ile Sarva Gure Guni Vashai Krishna Sri Chara Kura Amari Hidai As one becomes more and more tough, then he'll be Nirav Iman, not have any conception. Jaya Dharma, that Vakana Thakur is written. There in Godrum, there's this Kosti. All the Mahapurush Babaji's who took us on there. So there was one Muslim Karik. He came there to meet the Vaishnavas there to speak on the Shastras. So when he came there he saw the Sadhus. There are Uttamadhikaris, Mahabhagavats, and they are offering pranams to these Muslims, the clerics there, and all of them. Those nearby didn't say anything. Then they asked him, why are you offering pranams to them? They are like, from, they follow Islam. Then Babaji Maharaj, he said, no, you are offering pranams to their form. To their bodies, they're offering pranams to their souls, to Paramatma who is residing within their hearts, to their Atma. Because the conscious soul, he belongs to Bhagwan. So you'll have to respect the Jivas by their Bhagwan. In Bhagwan, he's staying with them in their hearts, and therefore you'll have to respect them. But we cannot respect them. And we rather glorify and worship others, then there we are like heading towards destruction. So one, he has received this diksha. And why have we received this diksha? For Bhagavan's seva. Because we are Bhagavan's seva, Bhagavan's das. So we become bound by this resolve. I'm offering myself in Bhagavan's seva. This is diksha. Then gradually this vigyan is had. And then gradually, with more and more priti, he engages in this seva. He engages himself. Or else you think once I've accepted diksha, then this resolve is to engage in Bhagavan's seva. But if you engage in other things, then where will you get this divya and divya gyan? Where will you get this factual diksha? Whereas if there's a shortage of gyan, there's no divya gyan, then how is diksha had then? Then you must understand. This very word diksha, you see, if you look at the diksha itself means the attainment of transcendental knowledge. So if you haven't received the transcendental knowledge, then how have you accepted diksha from Sadguru? Then it is only false conception that you have accepted diksha. And in fact, you are full of so many anartha still. Because if you go to Sri Guru, and if you get divya gyan, then how can you become Sarvam Vishaya? Then saying, I'll advance in sansar, make a nice house, get a nice car, learn wealth. And then they say, how are you getting this divya gyan from? how you received Diksha in the true sense. If you're thinking, we're dancing in samsara, I'm very proud. And how you come near Sri Guru? Where have you had this Divya Gyan, Samadhi Gyan from? Then it is everything is only a lie. So therefore, you say, an ideal disciple, how will he be disciplined then? Because he thinks of his Guru as an ordinary human being. He is committing an offense at his feet. He is saying, if Guru is my Seva Vastu, then who else can be as worshipable as him? It says, Bhagavad Seva. Guru Seva, they are very exalted. And there is no Dharma as exalted as Guru Seva. There we have heard. We listen and we say, but the attachment to the body, where is it? Where is the independence of the body like? It is very strong. Therefore, to have others engaged in our seva, then we are very busy for this. See, we are very proud to declare ourselves in such a way. There it is said, the small boy is playing so much that he forgets eating, sleeping, everything. Similarly, we are also in that condition. Become so much absorbed in samsara even after receiving diksha that the seva pravritti is not awakening within us, because the desire for pratishtha, this desire to attain, achieve wealth, and to this way all these other desires, they bound us by the nose, and we are only wandering around in circles. This way, and then by great fortune one receives Sri Guru, one has this opportunity for seva, then what does he do? We run away from there and then we hide somewhere else. You will not listen to Sadhguru, then what will happen then? This is not this Atma Dharma or Karma Gyan. Being Karmi or a Gyani, this is not Dharma of the Jivatma. Being Bhagavan Sevak, this is Nitya Dharma. Therefore, it is achieved as Surupavai Krishna Nityadas. Karmi Gyani, both are selfish. They are only working for their own happiness. They are not Bhagavan's bhaktas, they are bhaktas. Say, those who are fortunate, they will not take shelter of Karmis or Gyanis. Take shelter of Bhagavan's Lord's feet, they will advance gradually on the path of bhakti. As long as one cannot understand this, then saying, I am Bhagavan Seva, I have nothing else to do other than Bhagavan Seva. Regardless of whether it is a man, woman, young, old, fool, intelligent, wealthy, poor, any condition of life, pious, sinful, any condition of life. Never drop this process of sadhana, which is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. This is by Nam Sankirtan, by Nam Prabhu's mercy. This Divya Gyan is awakened, and one will have this absorption in Bhagavan Seva. At that time, this dharma of the body will go on as usual. This thirst, this hunger will not disturb him in any way. And everything becomes very habitual. Here Prabhupada is saying that for Hari Sevaks, he tells the Jivas that you are Hari Sevak, engage in this Hari Seva. Don't engage in gratification on the name of Hari Seva. Krishna's gratification, this is Nam Seva. And this is non thing of satisfying the senses. Before else, it is not Seva to serve your senses. And so it's related to your senses. If you think like this, then you'll be cheated. Hari Seva and Bhagavad Seva. Saying, serving the house, serving Bhagavan, no. Don't commit this mistake. Taking shelter of Bhagavan, don't waste your time in serving Maya. So you will not have any auspiciousness. Our religion, our strength will only increase there. Bhagavad Prabhupada will not be had. So be always absorbed in Bhagavan Seva. Don't waste your time. How will you receive this Bhagavan Seva? Life of life is lost. If you're cheating Krishna, then you're cheating your own self. The more intelligent you'll become, the more you cannot cheat him. Bhagavan. He is Antaryami, he is omniscient. If he becomes happy, then we will also be happy. Or else, they're showing from outside, we're chanting, putting tilak on. But we're not happy from inside. Why? Because you're not doing for Bhagavan's happiness. To make mother others happy, we're very alert. They'll be happy. But not for Bhagavan's happiness. So Antaryami Bhagavan is not happy, then how can we be possibly happy? One is not engaged in this Hari Bhajan, then there's no need to eat or drink anything, there's no need for any of this. If Krishna Bhajan is not done, this human form of life is very rarely attained. And day and night you're only engaged in serving this body, then life after life everything is lost. So many inconveniences are had, but nothing is achieved. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying that one has achieved, has come to sansara to please Krishna, but instead of that, he's become entangled. No, he's entangled in Maya. He's become like a tree. No, he cannot act on his own. See the animals. Listen to Harinam, they achieve the human form of life. But if we, in spite of being humans, we're engaged in this eating, meeting, sleeping, defending like animals, then how are we human beings in the first place? In the name of Hari Bhajan, then we're enjoying more and more. But because in the name of Hari Bhajan, one is getting all facility for bhoga. Because on his own, he cannot arrange for so much bhoga by his own self. Say, the same name of Bhagavan Seva. Is he one? He is given a signature for this. And now, gradually, this bhoga's enjoyment is coming this way. So, therefore, why should one work so hard? This one become Babaji, come to the temple there. And there, everything's had easily. And they say, in the summer also, and there's no need to go outside, go to your room, you have a nice air conditioner, enjoy nicely there, in your AC room, and they have many sevikas, and they have many sevaks, and then you'll have many protein eggs, boxes of protein eggs, chocolate cake, cookies, then dry fruits, ice cream, all these things. And they say, there's no shortage of anything. But who are you trying to cheat? One has achieved this human form of life. How has he gained anything? Say, by engaging in such luxury, he's only eating his own stool. He's Vishtaboji. In the Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has said, he said, you see a pig in the village, he will eat anything that comes in his way. Anywhere it goes, he'll eat all these bad things. So similarly, if you're only also looking around to maintain your body, then how are you any different from that pig? What will happen? Therefore, in Kali Yuga, Nam Sankirtana is the topmost sadhana. You should see how much Nam have I done today, how much time have I wasted. How much have I wasted my time in eating and drinking and sleeping. How much have I remembered Sri Bhagavan. This is sadhana. Therefore, only this sadhana, this Nam Sankirtana is sadhana. in Kaliyuga, except for Harinam, there is no other sadhana, no other bhajan. There is another, no other thing. This Naam Sankirtan, all ones deserve the food for brothers. Anyhow, living in any condition, engage in Harinam. If you cannot practice, then how can you chant continuously? You can remember all of the things. Whole day, one is taking his mala, but still he cannot remember Prabhu. Because he is not right to remember him. How can he possibly advance? Therefore, it says, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Kathir, Anyata. In Kali Yuga, except for this Naam, there is no other Dharma except the chanting of the Dham. And among all the 64 limbs of bhakti, the 9 limbs are most exalted. And amongst them, 5 are most important. And among them, 3 are most important. And among 3, 1 is more important. That is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. And by such nirapradh Nam Prem, Krishna Prem is had. Therefore, you see, Harinam especially is most important among all these limbs of bhakti. And ultimately, all the other limbs follow this primary limb of devotion. One is trying to do everything. But if he cannot chant Harinam, then how can he possibly follow the other limbs of bhakti? Then even if he's trying on his own, then everything will be in vain. Or else, one is working very hard. Either in seva is very hard for me, I cannot do. But by engaging in Nam, then the 64 limbs of bhakti will automatically be followed. Therefore it is said, in Kali Yuga, the essence of all mantras, the essence of all shastras, is this Harinam Sankirtan. And by changing his name, Vedavarniya Parad, this is Bhagavat Prem, who said, this Prem for Nam Prabhu, to engage in Shravan Kirtan, from this Seva. We say, this Ashakti, towards this Jar Jagat will go away. And we say, everything will be favorable for Bhagavan's Seva. Knowing this, one has taken shelter of Krishna Kirtan. I say Gauranga, Gauranga Dev, he made everyone, gave everyone shelter for this Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan, all the 9 limbs of devotion are included. Nam Sankirtan includes everything, top to bottom. One who chants Nam, he achieves auspiciousness in all ways. But if you are to engage in Nam Kirtan, then first engage in Shravan. Krishnam Sankirtan is topmost. In Nam Bhajan, Sarva Siddhi is had. Therefore, in Sarva Sangha, except for Nam Kirtan, there is no other way. The conclusion of the Bhagavat is in Nam Sankirtan. Except for the liberated personality is also engaged in Nam Sankirtan. Although it is Nam Sankirtan, there is no other gati. Essence of all utterances of mantras, essence of all perfections of mantras, Nam Sankirtan is topmost in all regards. So one who doesn't do Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Kirtan, then he is actually averse to staying in the temple. He may engage in many kinds of bhajan, but without Nam Sankirtan, everything is useless. Therefore, Nam Sankirtan is Bhagavat Seva. They are non-different from each other. If you serve the bhaktas, then you'll have ruchi for Nam. And by engaging Nam Kirtan, then not naturally one will have ruchi for the seva of Bhagavan and bhaktas. They're non-different from each other. This way, Hari Seva is had by such seva. One will have ruchi for Bhagavan's seva. This is the ideal for Matvasi. By serving the Matvasis, one will have adhikar for Kirtan and for Nam Bhajan. Or else one cannot do so. If one is engaged in serving those who are averse to Krishna Bhajan, then you will not be able to chant Harinam. And gradually you'll only collect the impurities of Maya. So if you become indifferent to say of Hari Guru Vaishnavas, then you'll not have any ruchi for chanting the name. Therefore, Gaurangadev has given this, he has given this siksha, one after another. And so by Namseva, without Namseva, without this ruchi for Vaishnavas, and they say, one will not have any ruchi for anything else. Now we'll stop tomorrow. Listen. Hari Bo.